Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Today's worst day on the web comes from the world of Reddit. The MI, the bleep hole.
Oh, all right. I love these. These are great.
They are great. And it's a tale as old as time. We are all married men. I'm sure we have in one way or another experienced some side of this debate and or discussion at some point in our lives. And we all have either been on the wrong side or the wronged side of this.
Oh.
And the gist of it is a gentleman and his wife. The husband is the buyer of groceries, and his wife likes to eat a lot of fruit. So he keeps it very stocked very often with apples, peaches, figs, plums, whatever's in season. And right now it's persimmon season.
Okay.
Which I can't say that I've never had a persimmon.
This is very interesting because I have not, but Mike Jorgensen, color analyst for the Oregon Ducks.
Persimmon guy?
No, he stumbled upon like one of the routes that he goes on his walk on. They have persimmons, and one of the people gave him a persimmon. And I have not gotten the feedback on how good the persimmon was or was not.
I could not tell you what a persimmon looks like.
I learned about these just the other day.
It looks like a cross between a orange tomato.
Yeah.
And a cucumber
kind okay.
of like, there's a lot of things going on here.
So this is what it is described as, and it is kind of like a tomato look, but also like a little bit more of a fruit consistency, like a traditional fruit consistency. Don't text in. Tomato is a fruit. I know. But like a normal fruit consistency, right? Like a...
Not mush.
Almost like a... Yeah, yeah. It's like a almost more orangey.
Citrusy.
Yeah. Some say the taste is a cross between a mango and a roasted sweet pepper with hints of cinnamon and dates.
Like there's a lot going
Others
on.
Others say it's a combination of cantaloupe and apricots, but without the tang. So
okay, that one makes more sense.
But yeah, no, they're, like I said, there's a lot going on here.
They have a honey-like flavor and a silky texture to them.
Yeah, that didn't help either.
I'm thinking more of like a plum texture,
okay,
with the mango roasted sweet pepper kind of taste.
Does the persimmon taste at all like the country club?
No. I don't know.
Depends where you start. Okay, now with persimmons out of the mind, out of the picture here, because I don't think it's net. It doesn't really apply here. It does to an extent, but the long and short of it is, the wife basically blew through two batches of them. The husband put his aside in like another bowl because he likes his to ripen, and they are not something that go bad quick. They take a little while, to get a little more fruity or nutty or whatever the taste palate is, and so. After he's already gotten her two batches that she has eaten through, he was eating one, and he asked her if she would like a bite. And she said, no, I'll just go get my own. To which he said, no, those are mine.
Oh.
I have aged them to the way that I like them. You have already eaten two batches.
Let's say how long these people have been married for.
For a while.
I was going to go with not long, but
yeah. Whoa.
Or for not much longer.
Yikes.
But she got upset, and this has been my thing our whole marriage, that I designate food as mine and that all food should be anyone's to eat if that person wants it at that moment. He said, personally, I disagree with this. I live my life leaving her what is hers, whether it's half of the leftovers, a half piece of cake, or whatever. I don't just eat things I consider her.
Wait, but that sounded like two different statements. Did I not just hear that she says that what's hers is hers and what's his is also mine?
Yeah, but
That's marriage.
Yes, that's exactly what he is saying is okay. He does not like this.
Just checking.
He goes, I do my best to make sure that she has what she likes around. If I do accidentally eat the entirety of something she wanted, I hear it. Believe me. Am I the bleephole for keeping some fruit to myself? To which I say no. Stand your ground, sweet prince.
Oh, this is a tough. But
talking fruit.
Hold on.
No. It's not even. Look, if there's something in particular that you like, way. Like,
I think his bigger issue here is the what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine.
Yes,
like that. And that's the crux of the issue here. And that should not be. If this needs to be a two-way street, mm-hmm. if it's the whole we share it all.
But also, he doesn't like, and he calls that out. He doesn't like the stuff that she likes.
So then, what's the problem here?
Because
she likes the stuff that he does.
Yeah,
he likes.
That, like she likes all of it. Oh. He only likes his stuff, and so he's getting irritated because
she's coming and eating his stuff. He's not eating her stuff.
Correct.
She's eating his stuff.
Correct.
All right, I'm going to go get that one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wish I would have left that one cleaner for you.
It's okay. I think it'll be all right.
No, I think so, too. Also, sounds like most relationships.
Yeah.
But the my personal one is I like hummus.
Okay.
That's like my snack.
I believe it's called hummus.
Or I will get a very spicy chips and salsa, a salsa brand. And it's not that my wife will eat the hummus or the salsa. It's that she will either take my pita bread or my tortilla chips. And she will finish them. And I'm like, I have nothing to eat my little snack that I like. Like, could you not do that?
Boy, that seems like that's just a lack of the communication here.
Oh, no. It's been communicated to the point where I started moving a bag of chips to a place that she would not look for that.
Well, what I didn't want to say was lack of communication would be the first step into, this seems like a lack of respect here.
No.
And it's not this isn't a food sharing issue here. That's not what this is.
No, she's like, well, I was hungry. I wanted that snack. And I'm like, no, that's mine now.
Well, knowing how petty you are, how often do you just revenge eat something that is hers?
Regularly.
Okay, so now you guys have set this as even though you want it the other way, you can't go back because your retort would be, I don't do this to you. Mm. And she would be like, yeah you do, because you are a multiple petty Olympic gold medalist. I mean, this has been something we talk about often.
And look, I'll be the opposite of this guy where he won't eat the things that he doesn't like.
Yeah,
I may not even like it.
This is, in all honesty here, I mean, this is one of the perks of my wife becoming a vegan, is that I don't have these issues at all anymore. It is like all right, well, kind of a free-for-all for you, you know? And all the things that I like, you just don't even eat anymore. She does eat chicken now, though.
Oh! So,
yeah, she, well, that, she's been doing that for a while.
Is that pescatarian?
Or is that fish? No, that's just fish.
Okay.
My wife does not do labels, apparently, because this is she is a vegan that I don't know that eats chicken, and that's really it.
I will define my diet on the day that I feel it.
Yeah, we need
which is fine. Hey,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, it's just,
and especially don't argue with a Russian about that.
No, she, I don't. It's not even like dietary restrictions either. It's just like if she eats red meat, if she eats dairy, like she doesn't
feel good.
Like feel good, right? So it's like there's no like allergies or like true restrictions. It's like, nah, I just feel better eating this way, and chicken doesn't bother. So she eats chicken, which is great. So I have my grilling is back on, baby.
Anytime you pull out the oxtails, you know you're safe.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, because
oxtail.
Yeah.
Well, you've never had oxtail.
No, nor have I.
And, oh,
yeah. No, it's listen.
No.
I understand. I understand what you're trying to say, but you have to realize that oxtail is something that I'm going to guess about 5% of the population in this country is eating.
It's way more than that, buddy. You get down to the south, that changes drastically. I was just going to say, I'm not going to shame you. I'm just going to bring some in.
Because like I see it when I watch like Chopped and stuff.
We're going to do some oxtail.
Or little guys.
It's not like I'm asking you to go full like Xavier Leggett and ask you to eat raccoon.
What,
we're
going to
bring some oxtail.
What I think the issue here is that you went so far off the grid. You could have said steak, and you said you went.
Oxtail. I was going for exotic meat. I was going to go maybe some elk backstraps.
Can go with like even a short rib.
No, I mean it's like you could have just left it at beef or pork, and that would have been fine. But you went oxtail, and I think that just caught us all off guard there, you know?
Fair.
And totally on brand. Right on brand.
You know.
It's right on brand. Yeah. Yeah.
But where are we falling on this in general?
Let's see.
Are you allowed to have your own food? Because I am a yes.
Yes, as long as it's a two-way street.
Yes.
As long as it is a two-way street, that's normal. It's fine. Totally fine. But when you go down the... No, I get all of it, and you don't get all of it. That's where you're like, no, that ain't the game we're playing here.
Danny's gonna have a rude awakening when he has kids.
No, like my wife is theirs. Yeah, my wife keeps candy in the house. Like she likes a sweet treat every now and then. I don't really eat candy. It's not my jam. It's just,
I like candy.
Right. So I always I use that as my chaos grenade that I throw in there. I'm like, look, I'm not eating your candy. I'm not eating your sweets. Like, leave my savory stuff alone.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I will leave my wife's Swedish fish alone because those are like chewing on candle wax, almost like Twizzlers.
Wow, perfectly segue. It's Swedish fish, one of my favorite candies.
I agree. Swedish fish are delicious. I mean, they really are.
I love the fishes because they are so delicious.
That's goldfish.
No,
but also delicious.
Have you ever noticed that
I like
every
both
fish,
of those fish over most other fishes?
I was just say the fish related treats or fish adjacent treats are better than fish.
I don't know. Like salmon's pretty
okay.
Dope,
this I
done
feel like,
right.
I feel like this needs to take really a good deep dive here to figure out how we're trying to differentiate things in terms of the fish versus fish treats and whatnot. Smoked salmon is delightful.
It is. I mean, it's good.
Smoked salmon
smoked
is
tuna.
Delightful. But so is Swedish fish and Pepperidge Farm goldfish.
There's an old Guy Fieri fish recipe that we found.
You really dressed up the mayor of Flavortown's last name.
That's how he says it, so that's how I say it. I'm not going to tell him how to pronounce his own name.
Ooh.
It's a white fish like halibut, I believe. It's a tater... nugget crusted like halibut.
Dang.
So you take like the tater tots, you let them thaw out, and you mix in some soy sauce and hoisin with it. You mix it in with that, you crust it, and you put it on one side, and you fry on one side and fry on the other. Oh, it's delightful.
It does sound pretty good.
It's super good.
This is the Petty Olympics gold medal right here, which I wouldn't do to my wife because it could be crippling. But my buddy's roommate gets drunk and eats all his salsa. He went to Pepper Palace and got some nuclear salsa. Problem solved.
Buddy,
yeah,
yikes! That's a problem with having roommates, man. Like roommate wars were real. That's why
the true violation is workplace violence.
Workplace food. There is
taking somebody else's food. That is a diabolical.
That is just it should be grounds for fire.
Yes, or a good beating.
Should be grounds for firing.
A little wall-to-wall counseling.
No, I feel like, it's like you take that person out, just like an office space out into the field, like that printer, where they just beat the S out of it. And damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
I mean, we do have a room here with no cameras.
Yeah.
You take my lunch, that's what you get.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. All right, good to be a gangster.
Look, I'm not...
Did you see Joey and Sook disappear into a room?
I'm not... stealing anybody's food, so I'll approve of it. God, all right.
See, exactly. That's the whole thing. Is like that's what keeps you from stealing somebody else's food.
That's what separates us from savages.
Like chopping someone's hand off if they steal from you.
Yeah, you do it in public square. Have one of the sales guys come out with just a black eye.
What happened to you? Potato chips.
Yeah. Well, think about that again, Cooley.
It could get worse, though. It's going to get worse, though, when the guy's taking his lumps and he's like, it was worth it! It was a brownie was worth it, man! And then you just get that rage beating's going to turn into murder.
So, somebody had, like, a Lou Malnati's flown in from Chicago, because you can do that now, bring in the leftovers and be like, it was worth it. Yeah. That deep dish pizza was worth it.
I still wonder, how does that kind of thing, like, is it dry ice? Is that how they ship it?
Yep.
That's just... Because it still seems like a long time.
They put it on express. It's the same day delivery with dry ice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did it for a friend of mine. I've never had it done, but I did it for him when he moved back. So, yeah, it's a fun little thing.
Because, like, I know that, like, even with the old Alpenrose delivery, when it gets to summertime and it's hot, they'll ask you to be like, hey, do you want us to drop off some dry ice with it to keep it cool for you?
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
That is nice.
That's handy.
Yeah.